Okay, Coach, the big development this week is obviously at quarterback, Jameis Winston. He's going to rest that shoulder for at least 2 weeks, and he says it's a good thing he wants to come back 100%. But before he got hurt again in New Orleans, he was doing everything he could to keep playing and help his team that way. Not all the results were perfect, but he certainly was fighting through it. Could you have asked any more of Jameis during this time of what, than what he's done?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, Jameis is a supreme competitor and a tremendous leader, and you know, he tried to fight as long as he could until medically they wouldn't clear him anymore. And, you know, Jameis is the kind of guy you want on your side anytime there's a competition.
Now you turn to Ryan Fitzpatrick, and you brought him in for this reason. He's got 116 career starts. What are the strengths that you can lean on for Ryan in trying to get this offense humming again like it was?
Well, just experience, number one. You just mentioned that. But ironically enough, he comes from the Jets, so you know, he played against this style of defense. He knows the personnel. Not only did he play against them in practice and in training camp, but he's started against Coach Bowles before when he was a starting quarterback in Tennessee Titans, and Coach Bowles was at Arizona. But just his whole demeanor in general, Ryan brings a little calm. He's become one of the locker room favorites. I mean, he understands this is Jameis' team to lead, and Ryan has fit in well. That's what a backup quarterback should do. He should be waiting in the wings, preparing, helping wherever he can, offering his experience. But when his time steps up, you know, Ryan's competitive fire kicks in, and you know he's gonna do his best to lead us to victory.
On defense, Levante forced another fumble there in New Orleans. As you look for the team as a whole, and it's something everybody's been saying a lot, and the individual players to play with more consistency, is Levante the type of player you can point to and say, do it like he does?
Absolutely. I mean, he's probably playing the most consistent of anyone on our team right now. And actually, yesterday in practice, the linebackers, I was over there watching the linebackers during individual period, and they were working on a tackle strip fumble drill. And I heard Coach Duffner say to one of the younger linebackers, watch how Levante do it. That's why he's leading the league in strip fumbles.
Now onto the Jets. Everybody here knows Josh McCown pretty well, but probably not a household name for Bucs fans is Robbie Anderson. But he's really coming on. Some people thought the Jets might not be able to field playmakers this year with the guys they let go. But is he the guy that can be their big playmaker?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have to admit, I hadn't heard of Robbie Anderson until the last 2 weeks. And I actually, on the Thursday night game, when they beat Buffalo a week ago Thursday, and then I saw Josh McCown's press conference where he said, hey, people are sleeping on this guy. If they give him close coverage, he's going to run by him. And as I've looked at some tape this week, yeah, he's right. The guy, you know, he's averaging almost 16 yards a catch. I mean, those are DeSean Jackson-type numbers.
On defense, the Jets have forced a lot of turnovers on defense, and they've actually given their offense short fields more than anybody in the league, and the offense and Josh have taken advantage of that. Obviously, you want to avoid that happening. So who among that front seven are the ones you have to look out for when trying not to commit turnovers?
Yeah, well, their game records are definitely up front, 92 and 96. Their two interior players are outstanding Pro Bowl level players. And when you look at the tape, it really is uncanny how many fumbles there are against them, how many times the ball's on the ground. Now, a little bit of that, I think when they played the Falcons up there, they had a real wet, rainy day, and there was four or five fumbles in that game. But I think the best thing that the Jets defense does is get after the football. I think they're third in the league in takeaways.
On the back end, they took safeties with their first two picks and put them right in the starting lineup. So you have a veteran quarterback with 116 starts going against two rookie safeties. You might look at that on paper and say that's a chance to take advantage of the experience there. But are these guys playing well enough to negate that?
Yeah, they are. I mean, it makes them strong up the middle, the two interior players and then the two safeties. As you mentioned, their first and second round picks. Jamal Adams, you know, we were in the market for a safety, and Jamal Adams, their first round pick out of LSU, everybody had him as a top five type pick in the draft. And, you know, every team in the league was drooling at getting him, and he's having a sensational rookie season. And then May from University of Florida, he's having a good year too. He plays more in the middle of the field, and you know, he's doing a nice job as well. I mean, they've set themselves up for the future with the middle of their defense anyway.
Finally, Coach, coming back home this weekend, and this happens to be the salute to service game. That's important to a lot of our players. How important is it to this team to let servicemen and women know how much they're appreciated?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that because we had a group go down on their off day this earlier this week on Tuesday to MacDill, and maybe a dozen players or so went down and visited down there. And you know, we live in a military community, and I know from all the interaction I've had with the players and all the different charities they support that you know, we are so proud to be a part of this. The people, the salute to service. That's why we're able to enjoy what we do on a daily basis. So, you know, this is a great opportunity for the NFL, and this week being our game, to recognize that.